It's not humid yet, but it's going to get that way. South winds will bring up moisture, and especially tonight, it's just not going to cool off much. I'm going for a low of about 21. And then by tomorrow, maybe a high of 30, just depending on how much sun there is, when the showers hit, and so on. But a temperature of 30 with dew points probably around 23 at times anyway, that's going to feel pretty hot. At this point, the severe weather threat is generally west and southwest of us. I will see if that changes, but at this point, it doesn't look like severe weather is going to be a problem in the local area. There could be some storms tonight, although models are showing a cap or a lid in the atmosphere. That's simply warm air aloft, and air just can't rise. It has to get colder as you go up. So if that's in place, that keeps the storms from developing, but that cap will break in places potentially, and where that cap breaks, there could be some storms. Then tomorrow, the cap goes away because there's trigger mechanisms, a front coming through that breaks it up. So there will be the rising motion available and moisture, and again, the trigger, which is this cold front or cool front. And I really wouldn't call it a cold front because it's not going to be that really colder behind it. It'll be just a little bit drier behind it. But that could trigger some storms. And there could still be a few storms Saturday and Sunday because there will be some moisture in the air. Dew points won't be in the 20s, but they will be in the teens. And that's still enough moisture for pop-up thunderstorms with the daytime heating. Monday looks dry at this point, but then there's another chance of rain Tuesday and Wednesday, and then dry for Thursday. It doesn't look like we're going to have any heat waves or unusually cool weather. It will hit 30 a few times probably this next week, but that's not really unusual. But we're not going to have any 35, 36, 37, anything like that at this point. And we're also not going to have any single digits at night. So pretty much just average summer weather.